Good morning. Yeah, good morning to you. Excuse me. Do you think you could point me to Jerry's office, please? Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, good morning. I suppose you are Jerry. Good. I've been looking for you. A friend of yours sent me to see you. That's right. Oh, no. Who it is not important. All that's important is that he and I have a deal that centers on you. Oh, my name is Zita. Nice to meet you. Yes, I did debate about coming into your office. You know, it might draw a bit of attention and something like that. But, well, I knew for sure I could find you here. You, little human, seem to be a little bit of a workaholic, and it's very difficult to find you outside of this building. Yes, so I figured this was the best place to find you and make good on my contract. I'm just going to lock this door. You don't mind, do you? Good. Now then, our mutual acquaintance tells me that you're a bit of an asshole. Don't get angry with me. I am just the messenger, and I'm letting you know what I've been told. It's only fair. After all, if I'm going to punish you, it's no fun if you don't know what you're being punished for. Yes, I am most certainly here to punish you. Do I look like I'm joking? No. Our mutual acquaintance tells me that, one, you are a little bit of an asshole, and that, two, you are quite fond of, how did you put it? Fucking people over? So, he and I have come to an arrangement. I fuck you over, and he continues his service with me. No, it's a strange little deal, but he and I, we have an understanding that we don't need to go into right now. Basically, I promised him that I would look after him, and I'm going to do that by taking care of you. Oh. Yes. These are wings. That is a tail, and these are my fangs. You and I have some business to take care of. Sit. You don't want to make me force you to sit down. Do as I say. Very well. Now then, now that it's clear that I'm somewhat stronger than you, powerful, and equipped with all the tools I need to keep you exactly where I want you, perhaps we can dispense with wasting time. Good. Me. I suppose you wouldn't know, would you? When was the last time you got your leg over something? I am a succubus, young man. That's right. I am a sex. And I work for a higher power, but I'm here in my own capacity today, like I said, to handle a deal with a mutual acquaintance of ours. He told me that you had treated him incredibly badly. You have made it very difficult for him to achieve promotions when they are due, and that you hand him far more work than is required, and, in fact, fair for his pay grade. You treat him like a little slave. A little footstool. Well, he is my toy now, and it is my responsibility to take care of my toys. And if you are going to mistreat them, you need to be dealt with. Remove your shirt. Remove your shirt, or I shall do it for you. Oh, I love this part, I truly do. So, the wings don't convince you. The tail doesn't convince you. Oh, perhaps this will. Oh. Oh, there you go. Is that better? So you've never seen a pair of horns as large as this on a female body, have you? Well, it wouldn't do for me to walk around the human world in my full, glorious form, now would it? Given the look on your face right now, I think many others would be concerned by the deep red skin, pointy horns, and, well, general aura of menace about me. Take off your shirt. Oh, that's more like it. Very good. Now, I've been doing a little bit of research on you. Not only do you make it your business to squish beneath your thumb as many people as you can, but when you go home, when you're alone, yes, no wife, no family, no girlfriend, no friends to speak of, you indulge in the same, but the other way around. Is that right? Don't even try to deny it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You love being controlled. You love being told what to do. You love having everything about you stripped away, leaving you barest skeleton of what you are during the day. But because you are such a miserable, lonely specimen, you achieve this through porn. Well, today is your lucky day, because not only is this a punishment, but I think it may well be one you enjoy. A punishment? Take off your trousers. Now, I promised our mutual friend that I would fuck you up just as much as you fuck him up. So, I have made a slight adjustment to my form. Would you like to see? Yes, well, I need these clothes to get back through the office again, but if this goes the way I hope, it might not be necessary. Oh, those are some wide eyes. Are you trying to tell me you've never seen a female body quite like this one before? Well, it is my business to make myself the most attractive specimen I possibly can for each individual that I visit. I know you're quite fond of a nice plump ass, so I have one of those, as well as some lush, soft tits. I also know, though you may not admit it even to yourself, that you are quite fond of a thick, fat cock. So, I gave myself one. What do you think? Now, those are the wide eyes of terror, just as I like it. Underwear too, all off. I want you completely naked. Goodbye. And I'll come here. That's it. Around the desk, quivering and shivering like the pathetic little worm you are. Get on your knees. Very good. Now then, this cock is going inside you. No, you don't get to choose where. I'll be using both of your holes today. One to lube myself up, so you'd better do a good job. And the other to fulfill my promise and make good on my contract. I plan to fuck you up. So, in your best interest, you would do well to take this cock into your mouth now and cover it in your saliva. Go. Do I really have to convince you? Yes, that is my tail. And you know what? I can use the tip of it just as well as I use my hands. Would you like a demonstration? Ooh. Yes. You know, for all of your complaints, you are seeming to enjoy this quite a bit. Yes, you are. This cock is quite a deal harder than it was when I first walked in. Even in that short skirt and partially buttoned blouse. Now then, I can stroke this cock with my tail until you come, and then, well, I'm just going to fuck you anyway, and I imagine it will be quite uncomfortable. Or you can do as I say and suck my dick. Good boy. That's right. Use your tongue on the tip. Very good. See now this. This is what I know you've been dreaming about. This is what I know fuels your fantasies night after night. A beautiful woman standing above you, ramming her cock down your fucking throat. Okay, you don't need to breathe right now. Just hold it there. Hold it. Hold it. Oh, God, I can feel you rippling around me. I can feel your throat working to eject me. Oh, just a little bit longer. Come on, you can do it. Just a couple more seconds. That's it. Oh, yeah, very good. Oh, you're such a good boy. Well done. Do you think you can do it again? Tough. Don't move. Go fucking. I want to feel the back of your throat. Work against the head of my cock. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Do you think that's wet enough? Huh? Do you think that's slippery enough to slide inside your ass with no trouble? You better hope it is, because that's where I'm going now. Do you understand? Bend over your desk. Bend over your fucking desk. Good boy. Now, use both hands, reach back, and part your cheeks. Oh, look at that. You know, human, again, you can try to deny it if you wish, but this is the asshole of, well, an asshole. But a well-practiced and well-stretched asshole. Tell me, last night, after you left our mutual acquaintance with a bucket full of work that had nothing to do with him, when you went home and settled yourself on your sofa, in front of girls gone wild. What toy did you use? The 6-inch? The 8? The 12? Oh, or did you use the rubber fist? How would you feel about me sliding a fist into you, little human? Oh, now there is a look of terror. Don't worry, don't worry. I'm going to fuck you up, but I'm not going to break you. Not yet, anyway. Now hold those cheeks nice and wide while I slip in. Oh. Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh, by the Dark Lord himself. For all your practice, human, you are not quite as loose as I thought you might be. Oh, yes. Now look back at me. Look back over your shoulder at me. There we go. Good boy. Do you like this? Do you like this? Don't you lie to me. Be honest. Tell me. Tell me you want this. That's it. I appreciate honesty, human. It makes it so much easier to broker different deals in future. If I know what you want, it makes it so much easier to decide if I can give it to you in exchange for what I want. Oh, fuck yeah. Don't you dare look away from me, human. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me and apologize. That's it. Apologize for the way you've treated our friend. Go on. Say, I'm sorry for the way I treated you. Believe me, he can hear you. That's right. And then tell me how much you want me. Tell me how much you love my cock in your ass. Thick succubus cock. Driven deep into you, little boy. That's it. Thank me again. Thank me again. Oh, very good. Oh, very good, little human. You did so well. Don't move. Oh, there we go. I said don't move. I just need to return to a more suitable form when traversing this realm. Oh, there we go. Don't need those wings anymore. Now you. Look at me. Are you sorry for how you treated our friend? Of course you are. Good boy. And are you grateful for me showing you the error of your ways? Very good. Then I guess my work here is done. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm done fucking you up. I mean, I'll be back in a couple of weeks to check how you're getting on. First-time pregnancies are so difficult. Even for humans. Why, yes. Yes, you heard me correctly. Yes, I said pregnancy. Oh, my dear, sweet little human. Truly, I'm surprised. You didn't honestly think that my agreement to fuck you up was simply to fuck you and provide the pleasure you seek every night while watching your porn. Oh, you sweet, naive little boy. No. No, 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 no. My fucking you up is in the form of fucking a baby into you. Yes, I know. You're a man. You can't possibly be pregnant. I fucked you in the ass. That's not how it works. Did you miss the part where I told you I'm a succubus? Did you miss the part where I told you I work for the Dark Lord and Master? Believe me, all things are possible. Now then, as I said, I shall be back in a few weeks to check on you and our baby boy. Oh yes, well I get to choose, you see. It's not quite like a human pregnancy. When I fuck a human, I can choose whether or not I impregnate them, and I can choose what I leave them with. I decided this time, a boy would be nice. Now then, I have things to do. Take care of our son. Oh yes, that means no spicy foods or dairy, and certainly no alcohol. Oh, and you had best lay off wanking as well. Well, yes, of course. Or at least if you're going to, ensure that you ruin your orgasms. Yes, our new son will be feeding on your reserves of sperm. So it is very important that you do not waste it by splattering it all over your hands, sofa or floor. Good. Enjoy your day now.